When you go outside and when it's raining, what do you hold over you?
Umbrella.
What's the last thing you put on a bed?
The spread.
All right. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
All right. What do you put on the bed for warmth?
Blankets.
Or?
A quilt.
And now, a quilt is what? How would you describe a quilt?
Well, there's different kinds of quilts. There's some that you piece up and, and have them quilted.
All right. Now, it's made of little pieces of cloth sewn together.
Yeah.
All right. Is there another kind that's not pieced?
Well, no. I think they're most all pieced, but some, they call them a coverlet.
It's a coverlet? What would be the difference in it and a quilt?
Well, I think a coverlet is fancier than a quilt.
Fancier in material
or the designs or
the
something.
Designs.
Now that's my idea. I don't know.
Well, that's exactly what I need from you. What about something that may be a little heavier than a quilt, and maybe instead of being sewn, it's tied?
A comfort.
Am I describing it correctly? Mm-hmm. All right. You ever sleep on a bed on the floor?
Sure have.
What would that be?
A mattress. A pallet.
Are you hear that called a mattress pallet? Or just a pallet?
Just a pallet.
All right. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich
or very
fertile.
What kinds of land are there on a farm? Now I'm thinking about, we'll say the water, the land down along a creek would be.
Well, that would be bottom land.
That's the kind of thing I'm thinking of. What other kinds would there
and
be?
And this hill land.
What about grassy, low-lying grassy land?
Fertile.
No, I mean types of land.
Oh. Well, it'd be more in the. You mean like a pasture or a meadow?
A meadow was what I was thinking of. Would that be low-lying grass land? All right. What about land where water stands all the time?
That's low-lying.
Oh, you ever hear it called a swamp?
It's swamp land.
All right. And if you want to get rid of that water, you have to do what?
Ditch it.
All right. And you say, if you're doing this, you say, we're doing what to the swamp?
Draining it.
All right. The thing that you dig, you mentioned it was a ditch. Suppose there was something like a ditch, and the water had washed it away naturally. You didn't dig it yourself.
A branch.
Now I'm thinking about where the soil is washed away, and you have this kind of a ditch.